This is Carrie and Tommy,
live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the Carrie and Tommy show, Mr. Tommy Little.
G'day, Buzzol.
Now, we have a Carrie-shaped hole in the studio today, and that has been...
If we know one person wants to fill a Carrie-shaped hole, it's Ursula Carlson.
Oh, my God. There's so many ways to go into that.
To go into the Carrie-shaped hole?
Yeah. No, first of all, it was just a body-shaped thing. You know, there was like, I'm in a very tight squeeze. Because right? I thought, you know, like, why would you call me? I mean, Carrie and I are the same modelling agency.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, if they go, we need another one that's just like that, of course you'd issue me.
It's standard. Standard.
Yeah. Beautiful blonde.
How are... Oh, Buzz, keep it in your jocks, mate. I'm no, so
young
welcome.
Man.
Anytime.
He's a vibrant young man. You let him have it. Okay? He's still going? He's still living with Mum, are you?
No.
You can tell the truth.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Hi, Mum. She listens every day.
Ursh, of course, you're touring your show at the moment. Losers?
Yes. Loser.
And
just
loser.
One loser.
Oh, it's only one.
Just one,
okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, it said on your Instagram, I couldn't be happier to spread the word about elbow, vagina and death booties.
Yes.
Can you help me out?
You're going to have to come to the show.
Okay.
Especially with the elbow, vagina, it's a very personal thing, you know, but it will change your life. I guarantee that. 100%. Really? It'll make it easier and stress-free. People leave that show weeping, going, my life will never be the same. I will never experience road rage again. I will never get angry. It's like elbow vagina is almost like, you know, when you get those that training, that behavioral training from your psychologist, if you see one, that is what elbow vagina will do for you. It'll relax you. It'll take you out of the zone and just, it even helps with sign language.
So the money I spend on tickets, I'll save on psych bills.
Yeah.
Oh, this 100%. Is great. This
Honestly.
Is great.
Yeah.
You're sticking around for the whole show.
Yeah.
Up next, I mean, it's a real treat. It's some April Fool's Day pranks that, to be honest, I just think were better as actual ideas.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Ursh, did you get stuck into April Fool's jokes yesterday?
No, I don't really get into those because... Well, I'm an adult, Tommy, so I try to steer away from it. Plus, when I lived overseas, I lived in America, and my friend and I tried April Fool's thing. We went to New York for a couple of weeks, and then she sent an email. Now, this is when emails were still fairly new to us and our parents.
Yeah.
And then she sent an email to say that we'd been kicked out of the country and, you know, like we got arrested and all of this. Like this whole elaborate story. Then she sent it and there was a little thing at the bottom that was supposed to drop down. This is April Fool, but she never attached it.
Oh.
So then by the time we got back to Texas, her mum was there. Her mum had flown over to come get us. Yeah, and we're like, what are you doing here? And she's like, you guys got arrested. And this is, we didn't have cell phones or anything, and she couldn't get a hold of us because we were in New York.
And, of course, then you're like, April, but it's April Fool's. Oh, and she's like, it's she April 4th now.
Yeah. Oh, we were in so much trouble then, so much trouble. So I've never dabbled again.
Well, I think it's also jumped the shark when you've got so many companies getting on board now. Do you know what I mean? It's like the cool thing for companies to go, oh, here's this new product that we've made on April Fool's, guys. But the problem is, I reckon some of the things they're offering are just like better than the products they already have.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Know? Contiki, they joked that they were going to offer Contiki cams so you could live stream. So you live stream your Contiki tour. I would watch that.
Yes,
like, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if that says more about me than...
That does. I believe that does, actually. But, I mean, you know what? If you've ever watched it,
if you're not watching that, though...
No, you would, like, you go, I want to go on a Contiki tour, but A, I'm too old now, or B, I hate backpacking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch these kids do it.
Yeah.
See them smoke pot in Brazil or wherever, and then you go, oh, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, if someone said there's a 19-year-old geezer called Terry, and he's going to Amsterdam for the first time, I'm like, I'm live streaming.
I'm watching. I am Terry's best friend.
Yeah, you're not married at first sight. Tune me into Terry's head.
Yeah. I mean, that would be amazing the first time. Like, his head would literally spin off his shoulders when you get to the red light district and you're like, go on, Terry. And you're like, fine. You should be able to send him messages. That would be amazing.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Even if you crowdfunded So if they said, hey, this is this is Terry, he wants to go away, and if he agrees to strap a GoPro to his head for the whole trip, will you chuck in a subscription $5 fee? You could make Terry's trip happen.
Mate, I see the way you look at me. Other people can't see because this is radio, but I see what you're thinking. We're adopting a 19-year-old kid called Terry.
Here we are.
And we're sending him around the world with a GoPro.
And we're surgically implanting a GoPro because we know he learned to take it off.
You know, if we adopt him, he won't be very smart.
Hey, there was another one. International Cricket Council said that test players would display their Instagram handles on their shirts instead of their names. Yeah. I think that's a better idea.
100%. I'd back that.
Yeah, absolutely.
How else am I going to send coaching tips?
Yeah.
When I want a direct line. Google them and then go, which one's that? I can't see under the helmet.
Yes.
This is great.
Yes, great. And they also said that the coin toss would be replaced by a Twitter poll so fans decided who batted and bowled. Again, way better idea.
Hello, democracy.
Yeah.
We're allowing democracy into sport where it belongs.
Yeah. And what a home ground advantage.
Honestly.
Like, if that only goes out on Australian TV screens when you're in Australia, great.
Well, no, it'll have to be global, Tommy. Don't be so Australian about it.
Well.
I mean, every time South Africa comes in to play cricket, we're going to get no.
Hang on, you've got to pick a side, mate, because you've got South Africa, you've got
New Zealand,
and then you've got Australia, and I feel like you're flirting with all of us.
No, you're reading the signals wrong, Tommy. It's always South Africa.
Okay.
You know how hard it is for me to support the Springboks when I have the All Blacks at my door?
Yeah.
When they're offering to buy me my own jersey and I go, no, I can't. It has to be the Springboks.
You're good because I would just pander to whatever place I was in. So they'd go, who are you going for? And I'd be like, here?
No, see, I like that. I stick with, like, in my heart, I go, I should support the All Blacks or I should support. But then as soon as I play the national anthem, I'm like, I can't. Nothing makes you as patriotic as leaving.
Yeah. That's like when you break up with someone and you date someone else and you're like, oh, no, actually, I love that idiot that I broke up with.
Yeah. You remember all the good things.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do, right? I reckon some of these ideas are absolute genius. Luckily, we have a segment for people to pitch their ideas, and we, the jurors, let them know whether you think they're an idiot or a genius.
Carrie and Tommy's genius or idiot.
Yeah. 131060. Call us up with your ideas. Ursh, one to kick it off.
Yeah.
I hate scary movies because I hate the scares, but I like the plots. What do you think about scary movies without the jump scares? So they're taken out. So you get an option. You go, I want to go see the scary movie, but scare-free, please.
I think that's called a romantic comedy.
Okay.
That is a great example of how genius or idiot works. 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are doing this. Buzzy. What happened, bro?
It's not working.
Just push the button.
It's not working.
There we go.
I was just going to sing it.
Oh, you can do that as well if you want.
No, it's all right. It's gone now. The moment's gone.
We're talking about ideas that you've got because there were April Fool's pranks yesterday, and some of them shouldn't have been pranks. They should have just been things they actually bring in.
Yeah.
Like international cricket, they talked about using the players' Instagram handles instead of their names and having the public decide on a Twitter vote who bats and bowls. That's just a better idea than what is happening.
Absolutely. Already making cricket more interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to do the opposite.
Well, I'm a big cricket fan, so I'm going to not get into it with you.
Why? So I like test match cricket. Do you? Are you a test match purist?
I love any form of cricket. I even watch indoor cricket. I love all of it.
Are you? I'm not even judging because I'm more interested in how. Like, do you rock up at the venue? No one's showing that on TV.
No, because my niece and my nephew both play, so I sort of get sucked into it. It was almost like a hostage situation. Then I started loving it.
Okay.
You know, that happens.
But is it still your family involved, or are you just rocking up to the stadium and watching a bunch of randoms?
Why do you ask me personal questions, Tommy? Leave me alone.
Okay, let's move on. Producer Caitlin, you've walked in. You've got an idea.
Yes, it's a great one.
We'll be the judge.
Okay. Yeah. Uber for cars, right? But a style of Uber, but it's for parking. So you know how you hate going to the shops and you just can't find a friggin' park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get someone and pay them to go around and find a park.
You know
just
what,
get out
you know
in front
what
of the shops.
You know what you've just done?
What?
You've invented valet.
No, I know that, but not for shops. It's not for the, you know, regular Joe Blow like me. I can't pay for valet. Shopping. It's like $50.
But so how much are you paying these people to park?
I know, $10. It's like Uber. It's like cheaper.
Well, why don't you just Uber there and then shop, then that's Uber back, then you can just use their boot and
but
you don't have to park
still
at all.
So my verdict's in. What's yours,
yeah, no,
Ish?
I'm idiot.
People have spoken.
Yeah.
It was like that time.
You just need to be more assertive, and by that I mean aggressive, okay. And you will get a park.
Yeah, just double park me.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steph. Steph from the Dong, Wodonga. What have you got for us?
Well, where I live, there's a lot of flies.
Okay.
It's disgusting. And I was thinking, you know, how you can buy those automated house sprays that, like, let go of, like, you know, the nice smells in your house?
Why like the odorizer things.
Yeah, why not invent one that has fly spray in there? So rather than like letting go of the odor, you're just letting go of fly spray, so it just kills the flies.
Would it do both? Would it smell nice and kill the flies?
Well, it would be an idea because fly spray stinks pretty bad.
But guys, they do that already.
Do they?
That's a thing. Yeah.
But the thing in, like, shops, like, you can't buy them for your house. Like,
yeah, you can. Yeah. It's in my house. I've got it in my lounge and in my kitchen.
Do you?
Yeah.
But
where do you buy them from?
Just Bunnings? Or, look, I don't want to brag, but when you go to Bunnings.
But if it's been made, that means it's a good idea, right? Oh, it buzz.
Well, it's already a thing. You can't just call up and go, I think Big Macs are a great idea.
Yeah.
They are. They are a great idea.
All right, call us up. If you know some good inventions that you already love, we'll do it for Genius or Idiot.
Well, you're just hurt because I feel like you swore loudly off mic then into the air. What happened?
Because so you guys have kind of so that was my idea. I've got one of those at home and it stinks.
What, the thing that's already been done?
No, because I've got one of those at home and it stinks my house out. And I thought, imagine getting a fly spray, one of those, but actually smells nice. So you're not only killing flies, but you're also having a nice smelling house.
But then why did you get angry? Because I said it.
Yeah. And that was my idea.
So the thing that you've slaved over for a long time, I came up with in a second while chatting to Steph.
But that's what makes it a
Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, what have you got for us?
Hi, I was just thinking maybe like an app. So when you go to the supermarket or you go buy a pair of shoes or something, and you collect your receipts on the app. So then if you need to refer back to them, you've always got them on your phone or wherever, so you don't have to carry around pieces of paper and losing them.
Oh, like the wallet that they have for tickets now, but for receipts.
Yeah, for all your receipts.
I don't keep receipts for anything, so I'm a bad judge. Ursh, what do you reckon?
Again, something that's out there already, there's an app, accountancy app, where you can take photos of your receipts and go back.
That's for your tax purposes, though.
Yeah, but
what are you doing? What are you doing it for? Just your personal browsing?
If you want to change a size of shoes or something like that, or you got a necklace, a dress that didn't fit, and you want to exchange it, but you lost your receipt, so you always got those things on your phone.
I think Buzz, you might have broken the segment when you just got people to call, because now our phone lines are jammed, and I assume they're just people calling with inventions that have already been made.
That wasn't me. That was you who said she had a genius idea.
You.
What do we think of Michelle's first?
Okay.
And I think Tommy and I, we can argue off air about how the game works.
Okay. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Ursh, not only are you here.
Yes.
We have, we have two of the greats, one international and now one of our very own, Judith Lucy, joins us.
Good afternoon.
Guten afternoon.
You know what's weird? Judith, I have worked with basically everyone in Australian comedy. I have never worked with you.
What's even weirder is I've slept with everyone in comedy.
I've slept with you. I just didn't give you my name.
Well, pardon me all over the place. That must have been quite a night.
It was a night. No, but we've never met. We've never worked together. How is that possible?
I know, it is strange. As I was walking through the building, I commented on that, and the lovely producer said to me, I just assumed you all knew each other. And it is true that we live in one big house, all the comedians in the world, but somehow we've just never bumped into each other.
Yeah, I guess we just take turns cleaning the bathrooms.
So. And we know there is only one female comedian. But we are all interchangeable. Do you get that? I've been mistaken for everyone from Kitty Flanagan to Wendy Harmer to probably some dead people.
No, I'm pretty lucky because I've got this voice.
Yeah,
so as
right.
As soon as I see, and also I'm this shape, so I'm sort of, you know, this, I don't fit in the the hole. They try and shove me down.
Yeah, I've tended to notice that doesn't really matter.
Oh.
I mean, like, I've been mistaken for Rachel Berger.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, so anyway.
Do you think the common thread just needs to be female? And they go, we just need it.
Oh, yeah, it's just you have a vagina, you're all the same person. Do you get that? Do you get mistaken for a male comedian?
Sorry, stop listening the minute
not for
you
a vagina.
We need a vagina. Get Tommy Little in here. Jude, you are doing, of course, The Weekly at the moment. Which is fantastic. You're also touring your show, Judith Lucy vs. Men.
Versus men. I wish it was just the one.
Versus men.
But no, see, the whole point is that the audience gets a potted history of me and straight men, like everything, and then at the end of the performance, they vote on whether I should ever date again. Spoiler alert, the audience has voted keep dating every night, despite tragic story after tragic story.
But is there like a disclaimer where they go, keep dating, and you just don't hear the woman? Maybe they're sort of trying to get you to date something else, or gay dudes. Like, there's other genres you can date.
Is that right?
Yeah. You don't need to stick with the wine.
I never even thought of that, Ursula.
You need to have a bottle of wine and just think about that.
Believe me, I've not only thought about it, I've given it a crack. I like good dick. It's that simple. But basically, I think they keep voting that I should keep dating because otherwise, where would the next show come from? I think it's completely out of self-interest.
Are you getting propositioned?
Well, I'm getting many things. I have been propositioned. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I have also looked into sleeping with a male escort, and I'm here today to recommend that everyone check out those websites.
All right.
Because there is, can I tell you about a couple of my favorites?
Yes, please.
Brandon, 40.
Brandon? 40,
yeah, Brandon.
That's not what I was expecting.
Well, and if you look
it's
Brandon
not a very
up,
straight male name.
It won't be looking. It won't be what you're expecting either. Brandon looks like a heavily tattooed John Wood, and I don't mean John Wood from the Blue Heelers days. Oh. Unfortunately, I mean John Wood now. And Brandon, God love him, describes his body type as athletic to muscular. I would describe it as athletic to Brandon. You're out of your effing mind. But my real favourite, and I'm not making any of this up, is Dragon Knight, who is Melbourne's only male goth stripper. Now, that has got to be a niche market, doesn't
it? That's not a man that gets a lot of calls, I wouldn't think.
Well, imagine getting your gear off to release the bats. And I'm not making this up. There is a photograph of Dragon wearing knee-high black leather boots and a black kilt. So, ladies, there you go. Perfect for lovers of Satan and the Edinburgh military tattoo. So get on to it.
Well, I mean, if you lived in Australia, where it can, like, I'm not going to mess with you. Temperatures can spike here.
I do not
want to see a man in leather boots and a leather kilt. I don't mind seeing it. I definitely don't want to see it.
Also, the makeup running. I feel sorry for goths in summer.
Yeah. But
imagine
that's
your sheets.
The irony of being a goth, because, of course, I grew up in Perth. Goths everywhere you looked, just sad people with white running down their faces because it was always boiling.
Make sure to check out The Weekly, Wednesday nights, 8:30, also on iView, and Judith Lucy versus Men.
That's
touring
it.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
If you're listening now, it's coming to you.
I've been there or I'm going there.
Oh, you should get, can you get one of the guys to open for you? Can you get Dragon Knight to open for
That's
you?
That's a really good idea.
Or at least run up at the end, pick you up and run off stage with you.
Yes.
So you can hear the squelchy boots as he goes.
Yes.
I'm finding that creepy on so many levels, Ursula, that I think
Am I right? No.
But I appreciate the input. I really do.
I'm here for you.
I know.
Judith Lewis, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, we were going to talk about something. I wasn't going to give this title. These are your words. Yeah. It's time to talk about general butt stuff. Because there's been an incident that we're going to get to about a fully grown man doing his dax in a public place. And you have a theory that I'm interested in.
I do have a theory about it because I reckon if you're a grown adult, right, at some point in your life, from when you cross over that official adulthood from 18 to death, right, you're going to have a little incident.
A little incident.
Yeah, you're going to shit yourself. That's what I mean. At some point, you're going to ruin your own life.
Yeah.
You know, be it little, be it big, be it a puddle, be it whatever. It's going to go down.
Have you had your incident?
It's happened to me, thankfully.
And yes. So is it only one? Do I have just one to look forward to, or is it a multiple?
Well, I think it depends on the amount that you drink versus curry that you eat.
Wow.
But I think on average, it happens to adults once.
Okay, so I'm going to try and draw up a bar graph during the next song of drinks to curry consumed. Can I pry further into your incident?
Please do, yes. I was out with a friend. She came and picked me up from hospital. I had mild surgery.
Right.
Just something mild.
Okay. I'm still allowed to laugh at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's not serious enough.
I mean, I lived at the end.
Yeah. Good.
Don't want to spoiler alert. I was still alive. But then we went to the pub immediately from the hospital, which was a mistake, retrospective.
Fun, though.
Yeah, I know. Like living on the edge. I just had surgery. You go, I could have not been here. I mean, I am still here. But, and then, stuff went down at the pub, you know, and I was lucky.
Because you would have still been woozy from what happened at the hospital.
Exactly.
And so you're now mixing
booze hard out, because I'm trying to introduce gin into my life in a big way.
Yes.
So the gin's coming on board.
Yeah.
With some of the anesthetics still.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're in a pub. It's with my best friend. There's only about four other people in the pub, and they're drunk because there's pokies and there's everything. There's a lot going on at this pub. And then I go to the bathroom and I almost make it.
Almost.
Almost.
How short did you come?
Well, let's just say it was hideous. It was a big day.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing jeans at this point.
Okay, better than a skirt.
Yeah.
It is. Is it though? Is it? Because at least that would not maybe have.
Matt, I'm no expert in it, but you don't want to crap your skirt. That's just a general rule, I think.
Yes, I think as far as skirts go, that's not in the instructions.
Well, the reason we brought this up is because there was a news story a couple of days ago about the highest politician in the land.
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo. And whether or not he did his DAX back in 1997, we're going to law and order get to the bottom of this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, just before 4 o'clock, we were talking about general, as you called it, butt stuff.
Yeah.
Because you have a theory that every adult will go in their DAX.
Yeah, and we need to, as other adults, be supportive of that.
Yes.
If you see it, you need to throw a blind eye, like you didn't see a thing. If you can help, like just throw down a packet of wet wipes and keep on your way. Like
don't look him in the eye.
Don't look him in the
nothing.
Eye. Never, even if you see your best friend do it, you will never refer to it. You never talk of it. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's just dead to you because you know it'll come. Your day will come.
So then how do you feel about the unsolved It's basically a cold case at the moment, which was a warm case at the time of the incident in incident in 1997. I read this the other day on Pedestrian, fantastic website, of our nation's leader.
Yeah.
Who you refer to as?
Slow-mo.
Slow-mo. Doing his DAX in the Engadine Maccas.
Yeah.
Did he or not?
Whether he did or not is not up to me to, but if I was him, I would own it. Be a man of the people.
Get on the front foot.
Yeah. Just say, yeah, that's me. I'm just like one of you. I mean, who's never crawled into a McDonald's to quickly use their toilet and then buy a bag of chips? We've all done it. He's just like you then.
Do you know he got on Snapchat, so he's on Snapchat now leading up to the election, and I noticed his little emoji head, full head of hair.
Oh, if that's embarrassing.
That's a man absolutely lying to himself.
Yeah. Well, he's appealing to the younger folk.
Yeah, just come out and say, I occasionally do my DAX and I'm bald. I thought we'd go to the source, the writer of the article on said Pedestrian website. We have the senior news editor at Pedestrian TV, Cam Tyson, joins us now. G'day, Cam.
G'day, Tommy. G'day, Ursula. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate.
We're living the dream. Tell us, what prompted you to bring this issue to light?
Well, look, I've been following this story for a while, knee deep in it, you could say. And
got a sniff of it, did you?
and look, as we move towards an election, and it is a very important election in the context of modern Australia, I feel like this story is very much in the public interest, and they have a right to know the truth about the Prime Minister, specifically. Did he load his DAX up at the Engadine Maccas in 97?
After the Sharks lost the grand final.
That's right, yes.
Now, you've investigated. You've gone through various sources.
Yep.
What's your gut saying about the Prime Minister's guts?
Well, my gut says that it's entirely plausible that he did fire bulk turds into his Dax at the Engadine Maccas. But the thing is, at this point, it's getting beyond a joke. The Prime Minister either needs to admit that this is what happened to him in 1997, or we just sort of need to move on. Because as adults, as you said earlier, Ursula,
yeah,
we've all done it as adults.
Yeah.
We've all done it, you know. And it's important to get on the front foot in regards to, you know, backdoor accidents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Cam, we are joined because I wanted to go to someone in politics, in the thick of it, because me and you know nothing about politics, really, and politicians.
Yeah, no.
No, we're experts in doing our DACs, but nothing nothing else. So I thought we would go to my friend at the project. A lot of people will know him as the White Waleed. Hamish McDonald joins us now. Hey, Ham.
Hello, Tommy.
firstly, you know the ins and outs of the political world. Have you got any insight into ScoMo, or Slow-Mo, as Urs calls him, doing his DAX in 1997 at Mac?
No, it's completely untrue. Why would you even broadcast this?
How can you just dismiss it as being completely untrue?
Where have you even got this from?
Cam, where have we got this from?
Hamish, you and I both know as journalists that a true source is never revealed, right?
So what, does your article say unnamed sources? And I'm not talking about the end result, I'm talking about where the story came from.
My article cites a prominent hip-hop artist from the Sydney area who has first-hand local knowledge of the incident.
What even is a prominent hip-hop artist from the 1990s?
Hamish has a very strong point there. What is that even?
He wasn't prominent in 1997, but he is prominent now. I mean, obviously, he might have been prominent in the Engadine area back then. But
that's cool. Yeah. Hey, what's your familiarity with Engadine, Ham?
I know Engadine. I know the Sutherland Shire pretty well. My brother lives there. I've got three nephews. One of them works in a chicken shop.
Okay, that's more qualified than I thought you were going to be in the general region.
I just don't think you can rise to the office of Prime Minister having done that in a public space. I mean, 1997, he was kind of doing pretty well in the tourism industry. As I recall, he was making his way up to be the head of Tourism New Zealand and then Tourism Australia. I just don't really buy this whole idea. Have you, found it on Twitter or something?
No.
Pedestrian TV?
Hey, Pedestrian's a great website.
If I could just say, because I'm working in tourism. I'm the ambassador for South African tourism.
Oh, yeah. And you've done your DAX.
I have done my DAX.
So it's definitely possible.
I think now it makes me believe it more.
you've accidentally backfired about the backfiring.
Can I just point out the really thing that the flaw in Ursula's whole point here is that she is the South African tourism ambassador to Australia, yet lives in neither of those countries.
Hamish, we've got to let you go there. Make sure you watch the project. Cam from pedestrian.tv, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Mate, just happy to expose the real truth.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ursula Carlson is still here.
And the comedians keep rolling on. Good friend of the show, good friend in my personal life. Ursh, how do you feel about him?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about me. Because I always describe you. I always go, people go, tell me about Tommy Little. I'm like, oh, he's a close personal friend of someone, I'm sure.
Yeah. Dave Thornton joins us. Thanks, guys. You know, sometimes when, say, they call me into the project and I always think, I've got to be well researched. So I'm going to make sure I hit the right tone when you walk into us. And after you've just done an ad break about our Prime Minister potentially crapping his pants, I thought, this is the place I fit.
Yeah.
This is, feels
well,
like home.
You can see Kerry's not here, and he's just going loose now. Yeah. He's just going full loose.
I'm a bit hurt by potentially. I thought we solved that case.
I've got to be honest.
I think he did. That's the sound it made as well, as it hit the floor. What's he been eating? Dumbbells? Jesus.
That's how we got to Prime Ministership. He's like Super Mario. It sounds like he's got a dollar coin. That's amazing. I was disappointed in you two, though.
Boy, what have we done?
I was listening to the show.
Yeah.
And then you obviously had Cam on from Pedestrian, who was bringing it up. And then you had White Waleed.
Our mate Hamish McDonald.
That's right. And then when he said, where does this story come from? And Cam goes, well, you know, sources I can't reveal. He said undisclosed sources. And I thought, well, that was an opportunity for either of you two to go, well, obviously on the night when ScoMo was out on his kebab,
it was undisclosed sources that caused him to shit his pants.
Yes.
Now, I'm looking at you both.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity missed. If you can put it in the podcast.
Yeah.
You can work through it.
I mean, I don't want to nitpick.
Yeah.
But Hamish did make almost that exact joke.
Did he?
Yes.
And oh, man, I've got to stop drinking while I'm listening to you guys.
Well, I think when a political reporter is doing the same jokes as you, you've got to worry as well.
You've got to take that out of the podcast.
That's it. If the project's listening, mate. I'll do 35 minutes with ScoMo with no ads. I'll do it. I've got this. Just me. I'll sit him down with a drop sheet in front of him. Answer the question. We're not going to an ad break, mate.
Do it. Do it.
I will keep pulling your finger until I see a result.
And mate. Then the trigger is just a McDonald's cheeseburger slowly unwrapped. Look at it. Look at it.
Tell me you don't remember. Oh, we need Carrie. We really need
Carrie. Well, this show's been cancelled for about half an hour. So.
Mate, I'm expecting to come in here talking all these stories about my kids. Oh, there'll be mums listening. It'll be so much fun. And mums are distinctly turning off.
No, if there's anybody that knows, Ursh is the mum.
I mean, you just got a second kid.
Oh, you just got a second
Another
kid?
Girl.
You got one. It I makes mean, it sound like you just went out and purchased the second child?
Well, no, because it's hard work. How old's that second one?
4 months.
Yeah, so you're still in that. You still have about 2 months to go, I reckon, of the worst 6 months of your life. Because people don't say, like, when you have
Thanks,
the first
Ursula.
One, you're welcome. It's only going to get worse, right? Because at this point,
for 2 months, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, so for the first 6 months, like, it's the worst 6 months of your entire life. Because you don't realize how naughty your first child is till you add another one.
Right.
And then you go, oh, your first child's a demon. You didn't know.
Yeah, I agree with you because I've been saying this in my show during the comedy festival. Like, if only one child,
yeah,
they got the best parenting possible.
Yeah.
Because the second one, I'm just putting on reruns of Oliver. So I'm just like, you figure out the corners. You figure out how to make your way in life because you have not got the best parenting from me. I'm broken from the first.
Yeah.
So you've gone from, because I was the third and an accident, and I distinctly feel my parents
I can read
out.
That.
Yeah.
Doesn't
so
it?
Much.
Doesn't explain with all those bad tattoos he's got. They're like, hey, he was an optional extra anyway.
I think he's drawing on himself again.
Yeah. He's just here for the organs. Yeah.
Tommy, or as we call him, spare parts.
Yeah. If you're a furniture, you're definitely the porch couch. You know, the one that just gets hit with the rain.
Everybody's sun bleach in the door. She's just pissing on it. But no one cares. Like, oh, the door's pissed on it again.
They're not charging anything on Gumtree to get rid of it. Like, it's not. Just pick it up.
I'll come and deliver.
I do wonder why when I was young, I was like, can I have a bedroom? They're like, what's wrong with the front lawn?
I just spent the first 4 years without a name. You're like, what is my, that thing that the other two have?
Yeah.
Get out, organs.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's 15. Now it's hard rubbish. Oh, gosh.
You were constantly clutching your kidneys. You knew one would go at any point in time.
Does this mean you've gone from molding the mind and shaping the future of a young child, just one, to now just trying to keep two alive?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. This is why I've realised I thought about this more. China will take us over because of the one-child policy.
Yeah.
Like, that is just kids that had both parents locked in on them who were tiger-mumming and kind of, you know, tennis-dadding, you know what I mean? Just just a little bit of angst and pressure. Just pushing them, and they will take over. Our kids won't.
No, but now I'm thinking maybe not, because that when you get the second child, you kind of, because the first one you can leave on the carpet for a while you do the, you know, the washing up or whatever, and come back and they're still there. Whereas with the second one, they're like 3 weeks old, you come back and you go, where did he go? And the first one has taken him.
Yeah.
Where's the kids? And then you have to go find them, and you go, is that other one still alive? And we're not
true.
You know, still getting used to the name and stuff. So they don't have that survival instinct that we have.
That's
where
true.
The older one is prepared to kill, and the younger one knows how to survive.
You guys are getting way too involved in. I can see the fire in both your eyes.
Yeah.
And we got.
We're going to open up photos in a minute.
I was about to say, you can tell in Tommy's house. So like, no, it's still here. What a one of you take him.
Thorno, your show, Lean Into It, is touring around the country, comedy.com.au. I saw it in Adelaide at the Fringe Festival. It's an amazing show. Make sure you grab yourself tickets. Dave Thornton, Lean Into It. Cheers, bro.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Thank you to Ursula Carlson for filling in for Carrie today.
Not done yet, though. And one half of Hughes and Kay. Hughes joins us. How are you?
Yeah, look, I'm really good sounding. Great, you two. It's crazy. I like it. Yeah.
Good
stuff.
Okay. Hey, we were talking at the start of the show about April Fool's shenanigans from yesterday. Did you get involved?
I did get involved. If you go to the Instagram for Hughie and Kate, you can see how I got involved. Ursula, they tried to prank me yesterday by booking a gig for me. I didn't realise it was the team here.
Yeah.
It was in someone's lounge room.
Oh, no.
On a Monday morning. It was 11 a.m. The person told me it was like the guy was having an RDO. It was going to be a 40th birthday party for him. So I'm like, check my diary. I'm free. It was close to my home.
Did you say the fee that you got paid?
Because we're not saying that on air.
Okay.
It was petrol money, right? So,
okay.
We know it was a low fee.
I can't believe it, mate. What are you doing?
You can say no to some stuff.
I'm not going to say it, and Ursh, don't say it, but I'll write it down because I got told what the fee is. This is what one of Australia's premier comedians was going to go out. That's what he did the gig for.
I had a bigger breakfast than that.
Yeah, but you paid for it. If I had done the gig, and the money ended up in my pocket. And
you still got paid, didn't you?
No, they took the money back because it was from Sasha, our producer. It was her money. It was out of her purse. It wasn't a lot of money, let's be honest.
That's coins. I put that together out of my ashtray.
The thing is, I was prepared to go in because it was a lounge room. I thought there might be something wrong with the guy. Yeah. So you don't want to break, you could have had issues.
I thought the problem with the prank was going to be when they told me that it was going to happen and that it was only going to be one person, I said, you guys got to be careful because I reckon Hughes will just do the gig.
Yeah.
And leave. Like, I don't reckon there'll be any prank.
It's a prank.
Yeah. He'll just have a few extra coins in his pocket and go, not bad.
I was prepared to do the gig, but then at the front, the woman who was meant to be, was playing the mother of the guy, started with a story which made me think, you know. I just said, if you were going to a private gig and you're at the front and you know it's a surprise for the guy, you'd say, what's going on with the guy, yeah? So you want to make sure that you don't say anything that could trigger some sort of stress for that dude, yeah? Because I want to. And I said, is he okay? And then she said he's had problems. I'm like, oh, well, what are the problems? You need to tell me before I do jokes about it. Yeah. And then she said he's just got out of prison. Oh. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And then she said he's also agoraphobic. So, and then as I'm thinking about this is going to make a good story for me.
Yeah.
And
I love it. You're getting pranked and you're happy.
Yeah. No, I didn't think I was getting pranked at that point. At that point, I'm like, this is going to be a story that I can retell. And then I'm like, hang on, this sounds like too good a story. And then I'm like, you've got a lot of makeup on. You're looking nervous. Where are the cameras? Yes. So never went into that house.
You got punked, but you were there.
You still went.
You know what? Because I've got a blanket rule. I don't do weddings or birthdays. So I don't care how cool the story is or how prison this guy was. I'm not going.
I did a bucks party once. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And it was at the front. The guy said, no one knows about you. You're a surprise. And I said, well, how am I getting all this money? And he said that they think Miss Nude Australia's turn.
You'd be a huge disappointment.
Well, I was, but I still did the gig and I gave the guy a lap dance, so yeah.
Well, I'd take a lap dance.
Did you get your kid off?
No, but he felt through my shirt.
Ursula Carlson, your show Loser is touring now. Make sure you grab yourself tickets. They're the hottest tickets in town.
I get in for free, mate.
No, but can I still have some for my family? Because my sister and my mum, you know how much they love you.
I love them.
Ursula, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, legend.
You as Ian Kate, they're up next. Have a good afternoon, everyone. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you, bye.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.